Hey, what's up? This is Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and welcome to my site, ProteinFactory.com, and here's a little podcast on weight gainers, and I'm assuming you got here because you searched up CB1 weight gainer pills because you're looking to gain weight. Well, I've been selling weight gainers and mass gainers now for 20 years. I'm a supplement expert, and I'm also an ectomorph, so I know a thing about gaining weight, and I can tell you the first thing that trying to use a pill to gain weight is going to do you no good. It's absolutely going to not work. And unless that pill is some sort of anabolic steroid or SARMs, which are illegal to use for recreational purposes, you're not going to gain weight from swallowing a pill. It's just not going to happen. How do you gain weight? You gain weight a few ways. One is taking anabolic steroids. Two is lifting weights. And three is increasing your calories. And that's it. You're not going to gain weight simply by taking a pill. Okay, so my recommendation is to figure out what your diet is. That's when somebody asks me, hey, Alex, I want to gain weight or I want to gain muscle for football or sports and whatever. I tell them, well, look at your diet. That's how you're going to gain weight, assuming that you're lifting weights. Okay, if you're not lifting weights, then forget it. It's just you're barking up the wrong tree. You're on a path to nowhere. You got to lift weights. I mean, even if it's 2 days a week, you know, get in the gym or do something, push-ups, I don't care what it is, but get in the weight room and try really hard, and that's it. So I'm assuming you're lifting weight. So that being said, the next is your nutrition and your diet. So first mistake I see most people do is the consumption of caffeine, you know, especially with kids in high school. All right, these energy drinks, 5 hours, Monsters, Red Bulls, pre-workouts with caffeine, coffee. Get off the caffeine, okay? Caffeine releases cortisol in the body. Cortisol is a catabolic hormone. It's a muscle-wasting, fat-gaining product, drug, okay? It's a drug. It's addicting. So get off of it, and once you get off of it, I can guarantee you're going to see your muscle mass increase without a doubt, okay? Cortisol is a very powerful hormone, more powerful than anabolic hormones. So you dose yourself with it. It's called the cortisol train, okay? It's on my site. You can read about it. Search up cortisol train. But are you on that cortisol train where you wake up, you're in a catabolic state, muscle-wasting state. Then you have some coffee or 5-hour energy, more cortisol. Then you eat lunch. Okay, maybe you get out of it, but not quickly. Then you have your pre-workout, more cortisol increasing. Then you lift weights, more cortisol increasing. You know, so that's the cortisol train. Get off the caffeine. After that, sugar, artificial sweeteners, artificial colors. Get off of those. You don't need a protein milkshake. Okay, you need a protein drink or a weight gainer drink. Okay, and I'll explain to you what that is. So really those two things are the biggest, okay? The sugars, the artificial sweeteners, and the caffeine. Get off that. Then you can make yourself a weight gain drink, okay? If you can't eat the calories that you need, when you can't eat a lot of food, I find it very easy just to make a shake in the blender or a drink in the blender, okay? Now, what I used to do back in the day when I was in college, I would take a blender, 16 ounces of milk. Sometimes I'd use lactate milk because the lactose was a problem with me. I would do 16 ounces of lactate milk. Nowadays you could do almond milk. Just don't do soy, obviously. But any of those crazy milks you can do. Almond milk. What else have I seen? What was I drinking the other day? I forget. But anyway. So you get your milk. Then you get 3 tablespoons of flax oil. Okay? That's 129 calories per tablespoon. So right there, 390 calories about? 3 tablespoons of flax oil. 3 tablespoons of sunflower oil. Again, another right there, boom, 600 calories. The calories are going to come from fat. So get the fat in there, okay? That's why you don't buy powdered weight gainers, because most of them are just a mixture of carbs and protein, which only yield 4 calories per gram. Fat yields 9 calories per gram. That's why you get the oils. Okay, the best one is hemp oil, but it's like you're drinking a salad. Okay, so if you can use hemp, go with the hemp. Okay, but anyway, put as much fat as you can in there. Then a scoop of protein powder. Of course, I sell a ton of protein powders, but get my muscle shake. Okay, that's my favorite one. You get a 2-pounder or a 5-pounder. Put in 1/3 cup of that. Then put in fruit. whatever you want, toss in there. Strawberries, bananas, blueberries, blackberries. Then put in, if you want, ice cream. Now, I don't recommend it, but if you're a little baby and need something that tastes good, throw in ice cream. Now, the ice cream is important, right? Don't buy ice cream with artificial sweeteners or artificial colors like yellow number 5 and red 40. Very bad for you. My favorite one is from a company called Blue Bunny. There's like 3 ingredients in there, and it's vanilla. It's like egg yolks, milk, sugar, and vanilla bean extract. Like 4 ingredients, okay? Blue Bunny, vanilla, I think it's bean, vanilla ice cream. But take a look, but it should just be like almost all natural. All right, and that's it. That's your, you could put in your creatine, you could put in whatever if you want. That's optional with CreaPure. But the secret is the fat and the calories. And I can guarantee you do that at least once a day. I used to do it twice. I did it for like 8 weeks and I literally couldn't do it anymore. I was up to 225 pounds. I gained like 15, 20 pounds. And that's it. You know, that's what you do. You know, if you can do it 3 times a day, go for it. But try twice a day. All right. If you want to do a poor man version, go out and buy chocolate milk. You know, you can buy a gallon of chocolate milk, but add in the oils. The oil, I do sell flax oil, by the way, on my site, but the oils are the key. If you can do 6 tablespoons of oil, do that. Okay. Don't use MCT. You can use MCT oil, but it is a laxative, so you have to be very careful. I would only start out with maybe a half a tablespoon, and then maybe make your way up to 1 tablespoon. But it is a laxative, but it is a fat, so you will get the calories from that. Okay, and as always, you can always text me anytime you want, 732-901-9600. I'm in New Jersey, so if you text me, 11 o'clock at night, California time, I'm sleeping. All right, but I'll answer any questions that you want, and that's it. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.